Welcome to the Outspoken Podcast. My name is Patrick Gaskell, and I am here with the beautiful Laura Kate. Today, the topic that we want to talk about is anger. How do we kick this off?
All right. Well, anger, what is it?
It's a negative emotion. It's an emotion that's very intense, powerful, probably. I think all of us have had it before. Some probably more intense than others. Myself. Breaking things. It's a habit growing up sometimes for some people.
So that's an example of a way that comes out. What are, you think, some other ones?
Yelling. So shouting, raising a voice is obviously one that you can do. No, it's okay. You can pour yourself a glass of wine. No one cares.
Thank you.
Raising your voice is one of them. Physical contact, probably.
Probably. It may or may not be. Yeah. Punch in the face, guys. It may or may not be anger. The vote's still out.
You know what? Sometimes when I'm happy, I'd be happy while punching someone in the face. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, gosh. The truth comes out. All right. So, you know, we talked about yelling and punching, physical acts of violence.
Breaking, I guess, could be considered physical.
And it's violent, right? It can be violent. So, anger, is it dangerous?
Well, I mean, most cases it can be, yeah. Because I think that unless you're geared to channel it in a way that suits you and helps you out, which you can do, which is why, in my opinion, it's not always negative. But in most cases, it definitely can be, because if you get carried away in the anger, then it just keeps getting fueled easily. What about yourself?
I think anger is dangerous. I think that anger is like a wild card. And like you said, if you learn how to channel it, right? It's like, if you have to learn how to channel something, it's most likely negative and or dangerous. I think that in so many circumstances, so many people's lives, it's extremely dangerous. I think it can take control. You know what people say? I was so angry, I saw red. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was saying. You know, it's either somebody in a yelling fit, or they were literally punching someone out or doing something crazy they would never do in their right mind. But, you know, they were so angry, they literally almost blacked out, but they saw red.
Yeah, it's generally followed by an apology.
Because it's not, I don't know. I think it's almost like a weird goblin, like an anger goblin. And it takes over if you let it. And I think that is super dangerous. And do you think it's useful? Do you think it's necessary?
I think it can in some ways. If you're talking about in your social life, no. Because I don't think anger, especially if it's internalized, doesn't always have to cause damage, but as soon as you let it...
But that's not true. It poisons yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, I don't think it causes a huge
socially
negative impact. But the other thing too, is if you're smart, you can use that. And I kind of see anger as a warning. So as soon as you start getting angry, it is one of those signs that is showing you that something is happening that is making you upset. Now you have two things. It's showing you that you are not feeling good about a certain thing that's happening. I think it's a defense mechanism. So when you start getting angry, that's a good sign to look at everything that's happening around you and figure out what to do with it. Now, not everyone breaks down that way, especially when it's happening, because it's extremely impulsive, but it is a warning sign. And so I think that if you're keeping it inside, I think it can be good, because it's telling you that you are not okay with something that's happening. If you never felt anger, I think that would be difficult to pinpoint something that is not working for you in your life.
I agree and disagree. I think that is true. The fact that you're using anger as a tool, I feel like you're talking from personal experience. If you start to feel angry, you know to look around and figure out what is making me angry, what is the issue here. Whereas for me, there's not many times in my life I can even recall being angry. I've only ever angrily yelled at one person in my life, and it was only ever one time. And no, not you. And for me, in my opinion, anger is not its own feeling. It goes back to my goblin theory. I think that anger always stems from something else. So shame, vulnerability, hurt, sadness, loss, depression, these like other sad feelings. In my opinion, there is very few instances I can ever think of that lead to anger. You know what I mean? Like.
But I think all of those are still going back to the fact that what I was saying, they're signs. They're all signs that something is going wrong. And so I understand what you're saying is that.
Well, you're saying the opposite. You're saying the same thing, but for you, it is a telling sign. I feel angry. Why am I this way? And you can unpack that. And like you said, not many people necessarily can unpack it, and it's super helpful. And like for me, I don't even get to that stage. Well, for me, I feel shame, or I feel
discomfort
or loss, or I feel whatever it may be. And instead of getting angry, I just tackle that feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, we're completely different people, I think, in the way that we were raised. And I guess that's a good point as well, in a way to say that, like, the way that your parents raise you, in which way to tackle that emotion. I was raised in a competitive atmosphere where anger is a very common emotion. If you're playing any sports, someone's trying to compete against you, you want to win. And obviously, as growing up, I had a lot of episodes where anger came to play, whereas yours may not have.
That goes into kind of genetics, nature versus nurture. Is anger a result? Is a way of dealing with anger or being angry result of your upbringing, or is it in your genetics? And I think that it may be both. I think personality type like has a part to play, and like you said, experiences. But for me, anger was in my household, and even like me compared to some of my sisters, I am not an angry person. I don't result in anger, and some of my sisters do for small and big things. And we grew up in the same household, and it wasn't necessarily about how we were. And like anger was shown. It was.
Well, I think one of those things that you're kind of saying there is that, I don't want to say luckily, but you were able to see it in a third person point of view, all of the anger. Whereas most of my anger was seen, well, I did see some third person point of view of it, but I've got to see it a lot first person, right? Like before I got to see it in a third person point of view. So it kind of became a part of, you know, what I did and how I reacted to certain things. And when you get to see it a lot third person point of view, I think you get to see the monster for what it is.
But then again, that goes back to kind of nature. If you inherently were angry and react angrily, that's interesting compared to me, who that wasn't my first instinct. And even though it was all around me, it didn't like seep in, didn't become a reason for me to do it. I didn't automatically go there, versus you saying you had to learn how to, even goes how we view it now, you had to learn how to use it as a warning sign.
Of course. And that's I still do. I think that some, you know, I think that for a lot of people, and I don't want to speak for everyone, that it is 100% kind of like a training exercise that you need to have for yourself. Because I think a lot of people out there do get upset and they don't think twice about it. Mm-hmm. And then they harbor it for a long time until it either dissolves because time has passed. I think that's a terrible way to do it, where time has to go by for it to no longer be there. In my opinion, that means it got unresolved and it's still, you know, somewhere under the surface ready to explode again. Versus for myself, I will explode at times, get extremely angry, frustrated, and then think back of why I got so upset, or reevaluate the whole entire situation, and evaluating it, you know, dry, not with any biasness towards my case. Is it me that's feeling a certain way? Is it just the other person, or, you know, do I have a part to play in this? And often enough, I try to target myself first, because if I target myself first, I have a control over what I can do in the future. If I keep targeting the other person and always blaming them, well, I'm always going to be at the mercy of other people's mistakes and what they're doing, right?
Very true.
But over a period of time, after you keep doing that exercise, in my opinion, from what I've gotten out of doing it myself, the amount of time that goes by before you start reflecting and changing your point of view, I've gotten really angry, and then within the anger phase, immediately looked at it and going, wow, I'm out of line, I'm going way too much. And then I apologize, and then I bring the conversation or everything back to a level head and move forward from it.
So that is, for one, amazing, because I feel like a lot of people have a really hard time doing that. And
I had a hard time doing that. It's not easy.
And it brings it back to, even you said that something like that at the beginning, and you said that, you know, an anger, an outburst, or any sort of show of anger in some any sort of physical way is usually followed by an apology. And that's interesting, because you're saying this now too, as saying that, you know, you snap out of your anger into a level-headed way of approaching a situation, which, that's interesting.
Well, that's what I'm talking about when it comes to it being a sign for me that I'm not feeling comfortable. So if I start feeling that hot-blooded kind of intensity inside me, there's something that's going on around me that's signaling that I'm not happy or not okay with what's happening. And I'm using that just as a sign, and it takes a long time to get there for a person like me. For a person like you, you're probably already there. And that
this is not the goal. I mean, it is the goal, I guess, but it's not the norm. I'm a freak. But it comes down to, like, should the goal be to make anger obsolete? Do you think anger, besides being a warning sign, if you could just unpack the emotions for what they are, does anger have a part to play?
I think that anger is one of those things that you kind of still need in your life, not in a toxic, destructive way. I think that, I mean, we're all human beings. I think the part of feeling is super important. I, for some reason, sometimes I like feeling angry, and sometimes that angry actually propels me to change. So how many times I wake up in weeks and I'm just not satisfied of where I am or where I've put myself in life or anything like that, and that gets me angry. But that anger, channeled properly, has helped me make some of the most drastic changes in my life in order to create a positive change for the future. And that comes from dissatisfaction and anger towards myself. Now,
but dissatisfaction can be that alone.
What do you mean?
Satisfaction can make you change, can make you want to change. What I personally, because I don't have a lot of experience with anger, I mean, outwardly from other people, but myself, anger I haven't felt very much. There's been a few instances I felt it. It was never nice. It wasn't a good feeling. I prefer to know what I'm actually feeling, so I think I focus on that. But the one thing, most things I feel about anger are not that they are positive or helpful or useful, mostly that they are dangerous and a waste of time. Not necessarily, but they can be. But I do think that a pro of it is release. I think emotions, energy, they all have to be released. I think sometimes for some people, anger can be like a accelerated release of pent-up feelings.
I think you got a very good point there. It's an accelerated release, but that's not to say that you can't get that release from emotions without getting angry.
1000%. But sometimes, as you're saying, some people, they don't have those tools. They don't have, you know, in some, I think too, I think that, honestly, I do think that genetics and personality type have a part to play in why people feel angry. I know some people, things happen and they get angry and they put it on others. That's horrible. Other people, things happen, they get angry, they release it, and they feel better, that it helps them. That's part of their makeup, part of their coping. It could be also coping, which is learned, but I think some people almost like need that kind of release.
Which is too bad, in my opinion.
It's personality type, right? It's temperament.
I disagree. I think that, you know what, like, I'll put it this way. I started as a person super angry, and I was the type of person that no matter how angry I was, whoever was around me would kind of take a hit from it, because it's not necessarily that I was pointing it towards them, but it's externalized. Anyone around is going to have a emotional effect from it.
That's
so
true.
No matter
That's
how
true.
Many people around me that I get super upset around, they now have to carry that burden of energy that I've threw at them.
It's true.
And let alone that's, you know, some of my better times, there's definitely some times where I've gotten angry at a person, and I know a lot of people do it out there, get angry at a person for something else that happened to them earlier. That has nothing to do with them, right? And
no,
so,
I hate that.
So it's kind of like, it's mischanneling your anger to someone that has absolutely no deserve for it. And like, I've seen it many times.
Me too.
Outside of my life, so I've been very mindful about it. Not to say that sometimes it doesn't happen, but that's why, like, now I can get angry and then immediately apologize for the person around me, going, I'm so sorry that you've had to kind of like take that on. I needed a release, like you said, a quick release for how I'm feeling so that I can move on. But then you transferred it to the other person.
So
it's difficult.
That is in itself, maybe it's a good step for that person, but a horrible step for anybody around. So if you are an angry person, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's angry people, and people call them angry people, and it's so sad. But if you are, say, a person who, you know, anger is one of your coping mechanisms, maybe your life is so stressful and you feel so inadequate that anger is something that comes out often, what is a good coping channel, whatever, like something that can help put that anger somewhere else until you can learn, or maybe they never learn. Someone, maybe they cannot learn to not feel angry. They just, it is in their bones. They have to let the anger out. They've let it out on people their entire lives. They try not to, and then they feel bad every single time, but they
See, I don't believe
have,
in that. I don't believe in
No, I'm saying, I know, I'm saying, yeah, maybe you don't believe in it, but I'm saying for those people, like these real people that they need coping mechanisms before they can get that stage, I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, that stage can come. That can come for everybody. Peace and learning how to know yourself and feel your actual emotions. That's knowledge that can be found and sought for by every person. But what is a coping mechanism to channel anger into ways that doesn't harm other people?
So, I can only speak for myself. I know that I have a lot of emotions, and I need to externalize them in some sort of way. And I want to do it in the least toxic way as possible. And the way I do that is competition. So I will participate in a physical activity, whether it's soccer, hockey, basketball for some people, or, you know, kickboxing, anything that you can take that energy that you have, that stress,
so physical,
and unleash it. In my opinion, that, well, for me, it has been so helpful. I can't speak enough about it, and like, to the point where even when I get frustrated and I don't have physical activity, I blame it on that immediately. I go, I haven't done any physical activity. It's hard for me to not just let it out. And God, does it feel good when you let it out. Oh man. I remember when I was like going through some kickboxing. That was one place you get to hit those pads, and through every pad, it gets to take your negative energy, and you don't have it as much anymore. It's like every punch gets you like a pound lighter inside.
I think that's so interesting. I find that is such a true fact for so many people, men and women alike. I have talked to so many, like, because that's often associated with like men, right? Is that need to be that physical outward put of those emotions. But I've talked to so many girls who the same thing. Girls, men, whatever it may be, they will go and like, I love kickboxing. Yeah, I just get to punch that bag. Like, all my irritation, everything I hate, all the anger just goes into the bag. And for me, I cannot think of a single instance in my entire life or entire future that would motivate me to punch a bag. It does not.
I'll do it. I will put a bag in front of you. I will let you punch it. And then you will go, oh my God, that felt good. I'm like, no. I'm like, punch it. Hate it.
No, but
punch it hard.
I don't. It will work for some people. For me, I mean, the only time that physical action has helped my maybe negative emotions leave my body is running. But that is like a, I like control. So for me, like running was a pace, a breath, the same track, and I could be in my head, but also release.
I think
that worked for me, but besides that, like...
But the thing is I think that one of the reasons why, and I'm just saying one of the reasons, mm-hmm. that you've been able to maintain this levelness of, you know, angry-less life, you know, put incorrectly.
Very scientific.
Right? I know. I'm in my lab right now. But it comes to, you never let it build up to the point where it is so huge and feels so overbearing that you have what feels like no choice but to externalize it now. And
I disagree. I think that for me, I have emotions have gotten that bad and they have built up, and there's been times of my life where, I mean, not so much now, but times in my life and in my past where I have done that. But for me, my outlet, it never, like, physical never helped it. It had to be mental. Like, it had to be.
So I think you were touching on different, like a different but valid point, and it's really chunking away at the problem. Now, I think the reason why a lot of people feel like they're gonna be angry forever and that they harbor that, and that's just who they are, quote unquote, for the people that can't see me right now. And that's because they never tackle the real problem. And I think that as soon as something gets them angry, there's your sign. There's obviously something making you feel uncomfortable. They never think about it again, stays under the surface. Next time it gets triggered or scratched again, it bleeds mm-hmm. and it gets angry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so when that happens over and over again, and let me tell you, life keeps throwing you stuff that they try to put under your skin, and the more of it that accumulates under you, the quicker and easier you're triggered.
Okay, so then that goes back to my anger goblin theory. I have theory that A, the anger goblin is inside all of us, lying dormant in some cases, in other cases, it's like... It's
yours,
like,
is docile. What are you talking about? Yours is the nicest little goblin that pets kitties, you know? Like, what are you talking about?
But I'm saying, I feel like anger is what you feed it, right? So if you have... Everybody has this little anger goblin. And some people, you know, you ration it. You know, every once in a while, you give it a little taste. It gets to feed it a tiny bit, but still little. And then, like you were saying about how anger, it builds up. And, it, you know, you get... scratch the surface of the same topic, but then if you never deal with that anger, you keep feeding that anger goblin, and that's when it turns into this, like, monster that can become you, and suddenly you are the anger goblin attacking people you love.
Everything.
You can sabotage your life, you can ruin relationships, hurt people you literally are the closest and most dear people to your heart, because you fed. It can be even small things. It can be big things, but small things. You could feed this anger goblin.
It's like a snowball.
Yeah. But yeah. I think anger goblin is just better than snowball.
I mean, yes. sure. Either way, I think the point is that it builds up and it just gets larger if it doesn't get dealt with. Really, right? And so I know personally, you know, and some things are so much harder to process and deal with
mm-hmm.
than others. And it is the one thing that I've always struggled with. sitting here trying to help people see through things and have a different opinion about different things is there's always someone that's had it worse. And even though my life has been, you know, not just rainbows, sunshine, I know that it doesn't even hold the candle up to a lot of people. And so it's difficult for me to sometimes think that I can help these people even though I haven't come close to the same experiences. But it doesn't mean that the recipe is not the same. That it just means the bigger the mess, the longer the cleanup. It's just essentially what it is. And if you don't have patience for it, then accept the fact that it's going to be there forever. And you have to make a decision. And it doesn't matter if it's a day, a week, a day, a year, where you kind of look at that problem and it sucks, right? Because that's what it is. Anger comes from a problem, whether it's small. Someone misplaced your socks and you're furious because you're heading to work and you need them now. That is a tiny little problem in retrospect, but it is upsetting you at that point. That is so easy to overcome. Now, there are a lot of bigger problems that take a long time to overcome. And the most difficult part to do, it's easy to look at that pair of socks later and go, wow, that was pretty ridiculous. Some of those bigger problems are really, really scary to look at because they trigger immediately at your anger and some of your deep emotions, and it is so much easier to put off. And I think that that's why a lot of people are too scared, and you know, understandably so, it is very difficult. But unless you're okay with staring at those difficulties, even if it's for a day, an hour, a minute, because you have to familiarize yourself with it, because that's the way that you'll be able to find a solution, an understanding maybe of what happened and how you can kind of go about it afterwards, how to process it, how to live with it, how to accept it, maybe forgive it. Those are some very difficult things to do for some of the bigger problems. And I think that comes with, you know, if there's anyone young listening, you know, to really take that and go, you know what, I'm not gonna let my problems get that piled up. I'm gonna try to deal with them while I'm young, while I have this, you know, heart of a lion aspect that nothing can destroy me, and then just be brave, look at them, and then solve them. And then, you know what, because life's not gonna stop throwing shit. It's not. And so you either, you know, bear it with you your whole life, and as much as it's easier at that time to not look at that problem, long term, it's not helping you.
What about, so that kind of works, this could work with what you're saying or against it. Ego and anger. Ego can make you want to hold on to your anger, even though you know it's not what's good for you, even though it's not what you think you should do, but because you sat that anger and your ego just lies to you and tells you that you need to hold on to it and let it rot inside you. That's like a so dangerous combination. But your ego could also do the opposite.
I was just gonna say that. It's so funny because I never saw it that way. I always saw it as like, and this is kind of like a defense mechanism for myself. Mm-hmm. I go, I'm Patrick Gaskell. There's no way I'm going to let this problem
exactly
and get that the is, best of me.
That's what I love.
Is and that is like that, and that goes. I was like, really? Your ego can get against you? In my head, I'm like, this is the one thing that's always
keeps helped you out me of
get
it.
It out of it.
Yeah, but I feel like for a lot of people, think about like the angriest people, you know, people who are angry from their 20s to their 80s, and they just are angry. And think about if you ever, you know, sat it down and laid it out piece by piece. Okay, so Grandpa, you got angry because you woke up this morning. Well, would you not want to wake up? No. Why are you angry? I'm just angry. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Grandpa,
makes no sense, yeah.
If you went up piece by piece, it wouldn't make sense, but your ego will not let them release the anger because it's part of them now. And I think that is kind of goes into people who like being angry. What about those people? Like, feel like, you know, people listen to this.
Well, I mean, at the age of 80, I think that he's mad that, you know, he's waking up, but the other man isn't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, little man downstairs. No, but about, say, people listening, all right? There's maybe some of you that don't like anger. Like, I don't like anger. I don't think you like anger either. And that's why we were talking mostly about how...
I like it before, like, a soccer game or something. But I'm in an everyday life that's not geared towards competition or anything like that, yes, I despise it. I find myself angry. I get angry that I'm angry, and then that just does not help
anything. You do. But, okay, passing past all of that, this is the...
Passing past all that, I like that.
Passing past all that. In general, we don't like being angry. We don't think anger is something we like to be a part of our lives. What about those people that like it? People like anger. People like to be angry. People like to tell people they're an angry person.
I think that's the biggest problem right there.
I know, but isn't
it? Is that they tell themselves that they like it. And if you do, then good for you. You're living the life that makes you feel the best. But I think a lot of people take that anger and they say they love it and they have some pride over it because a lot of people in power have it and they can take it on a little man and it makes them feel so good. But, you know, at the end of the day, when they're alone with the anger, God, it sucks. And so I think that they can be a little confused on when they like the anger. And
That made me think about something. Confused about when you like the anger and... I mean, okay, so what are... As much as other feelings are the reason anger exists, so shame and all these horrible feelings.
Right.
What about things like passion? Passion has that same fiery feel.
Yes.
And what if, for some people, I can't speak myself, but I'm just brainstorming here. What if for some people... Anger gives them that fiery feeling, that passion feeling. And for them...
That's a way to feel.
But I feel that can sometimes be an excuse. I know I've heard in love quarrels, people say, you know, that it's been clearly anger. And like, oh, I'm just so passionately in love. Well, you didn't show passionately in love. You showed misconstrued anger. And I think that didn't result in anything proper. But it's interesting that the same kind of feeling, right?
Well, it comes to the communication of the emotion in a way, right?
Well, and that brings it back to our entire beginning where we talked about how anger isn't ever its own thing. And it's most generally and almost, I think, only a result of other feelings. But I'm just saying in the opposite way, those angry people, maybe that's, you know, their fire. And that's interesting.
I think strength comes from the choice of being angry or not. Mm-hmm. I think that once you are strong enough to whether allow that emotion in or block it out, that's strength. Because I know a lot of different times, there is times where I am really angry and I go, all right, well, this is not the scenario that it's gonna help anything in the situation and move past it. And there's sometimes where I know that the anger can fuel that, whether to passion or use it for good, I suppose. Or sometimes, you know what, you're just angry because of a situation, but you tell yourself, all right, you know what, I'm angry, but I'm gonna let myself feel it for about 15 minutes, an hour a day, but after this day, anger's gone. And I think that that's where the strength and, you know, really being brave and like control is from choosing how long you allocate that time for. Because I know for myself, I'm like, hey, well, I'm not gonna just ignore the fact that I'm angry and I need to release it. So what's the timeline I'm putting on it? And I think that that's, you know, maybe one coping mechanism that people can use as well.
That's true. As long as you, the timing that you do have it allocated for, you, A, yes, respect, and B, it's all just like a free-for-all, like the purge. I'm angry for only 6 hours, but I get to scream at every single person in my view.
What is it that Archer does? He goes on a rampage.
You gotta go more. I can't do it, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't want to scare the viewers.
He is Archer, just by the way.
No, narcissism doesn't run too deep in my veins.
He said too deep. You hear that, guys? It's still there.
But anyways, I think that overall what we're trying to get at is that, like, there's always a yin and yang. I mean, if you're going to be happy, there's going to be anger. And, you know, whether it's at its lower gears of it, right? Like, you explained that a lot of different phases lead to anger, right? Like shame, etc., right? Deceit, like, uncomfort, and then they can build up to be extremely angry. But I do believe that as much as it's not always necessary, at the end of the day, positive and negative, if you're not angry in, you know, in some ways, or understand your anger and that, like, things don't happen for you or whatever, that, you know, you don't feel as much when the tables are on the other side as well. Not to give that as an excuse.
I disagree, but...
Go for it, then.
I know what you're saying, but I also disagree. I understand in the, like, the whole... There is light because there is darkness. You wouldn't understand light if light. You didn't understand yeah, darkness. That's it would just be your existence. Trying to say. Exactly, and that's why I'm saying it, like, I agree with the words you chose. Because I know you, I know what you were saying. So I... disagree with just the words, not what you were saying. So
yeah, I guess the way I'm trying to portray it is essentially like I get really pissed off if I lose at something, but that anger about just fucking losing gets me extremely happy when I do succeed.
And that I understand. So I'm not gonna argue that because I know what your heart's saying. We'll bypass the logistics of the word.
So I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in. Glad to have some more topics coming down the road. I'll share my social media handles, and then I'll also have the beautiful Laura Kate share hers. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Patrick_Gaskell. That's GASKELL. And you can find me on Facebook at Pat Gaskell. And that's... Do I use any other social media?
No.
I'm not huge on that. But yeah, if you need to follow me from there, that's great. What about you, Laura? Do you want to share yours?
Yep, I have Instagram. It's at LauraKaathryn. And
gonna hell interrupt here, by the way. If you want to see the most beautiful artwork, you're talking about makeup artistry, this is the page to land on.
It was makeup, comma, artistry, not just makeup artistry. Just so you folks know.
See, I mess up all the time.
No.
See, this is the anger she's starting to bring out right now that she said she never has.
And also, guys, if you have, you know, thoughts on anger, let us know. Shoot us an email, shoot us a DM, message. A message. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to engage, and who knows? Maybe we'll have you on. Hear your story.
Yep. And you can also find me on Facebook as Outspoken as well. That's a great space.
So it's Pat Gaskell and Outspoken.
That's it. If you find me there at Outspoken, you want to send me a message there, I'll answer anything you want. Take care, guys.